Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly screaming for your attention. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something incredibly important. Fostering healthy relationships, not just with the people around us, but most importantly, with ourselves. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells trying to please everyone? Like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting that sense of fulfillment? Or maybe you struggle to even connect with yourself, let alone others? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This is a common struggle in today's hyper-connected world. We're bombarded with messages about success, validation, and having it all, which can leave us feeling drained, disconnected, and frankly, pretty lost. But here's the good news. Cultivating healthy relationships, both internal and external, is a skill we can learn, practice, and master. It's about setting boundaries, communicating authentically, and prioritizing self-care, all while building genuine connections with those who lift us up. Ready to unlock the secrets to healthier, happier relationships? Let's dive in. 5 key takeaways for building strong connections. 1. Know thyself first. This sounds super cliche, I know, but it's absolutely crucial. Before you can truly connect with others, you need to understand who you are at your core. What are your values, your needs, your strengths and weaknesses? Take some time for introspection. Journal, meditate, spend time in nature, anything that helps you tune into your inner world. When you know yourself, you'll attract people who align with your values and create relationships that are truly fulfilling. 2. Communication is key, and I don't mean just the talking kind. Effective communication isn't just about speaking your mind, it's about actively listening, understanding different perspectives, and expressing yourself clearly and respectfully. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's point of view, and be open to constructive feedback. Remember, healthy relationships are built on a foundation of mutual respect and understanding. 3. Boundaries, your unsung heroes. Think of boundaries as your personal guardrails. They protect your emotional well-being and help you stay true to yourself. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being selfish. It means prioritizing your needs and creating space for healthy relationships to thrive. Learn to say no when necessary. Communicate your limits clearly and don't be afraid to enforce them. 4. Give and take without burning out. Relationships are a two-way street. It's about finding a balance between giving and receiving support, love, and affection. But remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're taking care of yourself first so you have the energy and capacity to nurture your relationships. 5. Cultivate kindness, even when it's tough. Kindness isn't just about being nice. It's about treating others with compassion, understanding, and respect, even when things get difficult. Forgiveness is also a key ingredient in building strong, lasting relationships. Yes, learn to let go of grudges and resentment and focus on moving forward together. Let me share a real-life example. Picture this. You're at work, dealing with a demanding colleague who's constantly putting pressure on you. You feel stressed, overwhelmed, and maybe even resentful. Now, here are two different scenarios. In the first scenario, you let your frustration build, leading to resentment and potentially harming the relationship. In the second scenario, you take a deep breath, choose to communicate assertively but respectfully about your boundaries and workload. You listen to their concerns and try to find a solution that works for both of you. Remember, folks, relationships are like gardens. They require constant attention, nurturing, and care. But the rewards are immeasurable. When we cultivate healthy connections with ourselves and others, we create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond our immediate circle. So let's recap. Know thyself first, communicate effectively, set clear boundaries, give and take without burning out, and always strive for kindness. These five key takeaways are your roadmap to building stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Now, go forth and spread the love. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little relationship boost. And if you have any thoughts or stories to share, hit us up on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay positive, stay connected, and keep chasing those dopamine highs in all the right ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.